Hi there. Welcome to The Preventable, the podcast giving you a seat at the table with conversations about the intersection of alcohol, drugs, and mental health in everyday lives. Take a seat and join us.
Welcome to The Preventable. Good afternoon. I'm Jenny Armbruster. I'm subbing in for our host, Nicole Dossie, today. I have been at Prevent Ed for over 15 years and a longtime listener of The Preventable podcast, but this is my first time I get to be a part of it. And I'm here today with a two-time guest, Jim Murphy. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jenny. Grateful to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for going on my inaugural journey through the podcast with me today. I hope we can make it out smooth. I hope I can do this justice for everyone.
I'm sure we will. So, yeah.
Fantastic. So, Jim, I'm excited that we're going to talk about an event that's coming up, and we'll get into all the details about where it is and when it is and what's going to be happening. But before we start there, and we talk a little bit about recovery and the journey of how this event has come to be, can you tell me kind of where it all got started?
I can. Thanks, Jenny. First of all, I've got quite a long history with NC88 Prevent Ed as well.
Prevent Ed, yes.
I was on the board for 16 years, I think, and board president for six, and was really grateful you guys let me come and play in your sandbox. It was a great, or continues to be a great organization. I am a person in long-term recovery since January of 1991. I've been very involved in recovery and recovery issues. It's a real piece of my life. It's basically all I do now. How this all got started, a few years ago, a friend of mine moved to Cumming, Georgia, of all places, and he and his wife put on something called Recovery Rocks in 2019, before COVID.
Okay. And so a big in-person event, I'm
exactly.
assuming. Yes.
Yeah. Cumming is a very small rural location, and 650 people showed up for it. And Bill shared with me the results of it, and I thought, we need to do something like this in St. Louis. So a year and a half ago, I established a not-for-profit called STL Recovery Fund.
Yeah, and you and Nicole discussed part of that or some of the details on the last time you were on the
podcast.
We did.
And STL Recovery Fund is all about creating fun, fitness, and connection within the St. Louis recovery community. Reason for that is COVID has decimated the recovery community in so many ways. We've all heard about the overdoses. We've all heard about the influx of fentanyl. Relapses are way up. There's a whole lot of challenges.
And do you think that's because of the isolation that came with COVID?
Yes, I do.
I've read numerous articles and talked to so many people in recovery and really talk about how that piece of isolation is really the downfall of recovery for many people.
That's very true. And this is from Central Service here in St. Louis, the AA organization, if you will. There were 1,000 meetings a week pre-COVID. There's less than 500 right now. And meeting attendance is down at each one of the meetings. So we're losing a whole lot of people, both in terms of just showing up and then the connection of being a part of something. Is dramatically impacting the reality for addicts and alcoholics to get recovery. And what we saw was that the people who were continuing to show up created a recovery posse, created a recovery tribe. And I know for myself, I needed that. I needed a relationship with a higher power, and I also needed a community. I needed people. And that connection becomes critical for people in essentially new recovery, but also for those of us that have been doing this a while. We need to be able to get back to that.
I'd imagine that even, like you said, for people in long-term recovery who have had that connection and that stability over years, COVID was new for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so
exactly.
It introduced a different type of element, especially if you've found those coping mechanisms and found the things that work for you, and now it's changed.
Indeed. Yeah, the challenge is that anyone who says they know what's going to happen post-COVID doesn't, because as you said, we've never been down this road before. So STL Recovery Fund, we had and continue to have. We do hikes, we do bike rides, we play a lot of pickleball. We do a lot of things that get people outdoors, get them back engaged, get them back in terms of relationship with other people. It's all about that connection piece. And Bill, the friend of mine in Georgia, gave me a project plan for what they did for Recovery Rocks, and I kind of borrowed the recovery part. And so we're having Recovery Fest STL, which is September 25th in Kirkwood Park. And what that's going to be is a free alcohol and drug-free event, admission-free, alcohol and drug-free. We've got three bands. We've got Jake's Leg, which is a very popular Grateful Dead band here in town. We've got Galaxy Red, which is a very popular local band, and we've got Peter Mayer Group. Peter Mayer is the lead guitarist for Jimmy Buffett's Coral Reefer Band, but he's also a singer-songwriter that has his own band, so he'll be here from Nashville. We'll have food trucks. We've got about 7 acres of picnic area available to us, and we'll have all of that reserved within the confines of Kirkwood Park. There's an amphitheater in Kirkwood Park. It seats 550 people, and it's ours for the whole afternoon, Sunday, September 25th.
Wow. So I've been able to work with you for many years as part of PreventEd or NCADA's work, and I know that when you have an idea about something and when you think about kind of putting on an event or creating a new project, you really do go all in and you make a lot of magic happen. So who else has helped along this process? I know you're also a great convener and bringing in other partners. How have you been able to do this? Because what you just described, I'm sure, took a lot of effort and a lot of work.
Well, it's been fun. I sold out of my business in May of last year, not thinking I'd take on a new business, but this is certainly becoming. I didn't think I was going to retire. I've often asked what's next, and then this shows up. I'm really grateful to our sponsors because we've got just an incredible amount of people who support the recovery community in St. Louis. Organizations and individuals like Alpine Capital Research, Kirkwood Electric, Sauna Lake Treatment Center, Harris House, ARCO, BJC Behavioral Health, the West County Club, Learn to Live Recovery, the Lindell Club, The Next Step, the Aviary Recovery Center, Hilljack House, the Mocktail Lounge, and Live Recovery. They're all contributing to this, as well as some very generous anonymous donors who are going to make this an opportunity for a free event, free admission event. All you got to do is be sober or be an ally, clean and dry, an ally of people in recovery. This is not any specific 12-step organization event.
It's really for anyone.
For anyone who is clean and dry for 48 hours, we'd love to have you show up as well as their allies. So this is a family friendly event.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask. Is it okay to bring the kids out for
Absolutely.
The afternoon too?
Absolutely.
Bring your blanket, bring your...
Yeah, there's seating for 550.
Okay.
There's probably within the bowl another 150, 200 chairs can be set up. And then, as I said, we've got food trucks coming. All of these stakeholders will have tents. The sponsors will have tents around the food trucks. And then about 7 acres of picnic area. Okay. Where we'll be able to just hang out and enjoy the music. And you'll be able to hear this everywhere. You may be able to hear it in downtown Kirkwood, I think.
Yeah, so even if you're not at the event, you might enjoy the bands.
Yes,
as well.
You don't have to be right in front.
So you mentioned that the supporters and the people are going to have booths or tables there. What kind of stuff will be happening there?
Great question. There will be primarily offerings for services that they do.
Okay.
In other words, what does Sauna Lake provide? What does Hilljack House provide? Lindell Club's going to be using it as a membership drive and to talk about their golf tournament. There are going to be things like that that are going on. We won't be selling anything other than T-shirts at the at the main tent, STL Recovery Fund.
The bands will have some of their merch there, I'm guessing.
Bands will probably have their merch, but we want to be respectful to the food trucks that we're not selling anything out of the different tents. But yeah, that's primarily it. It's a way to create connection between the recovery community and the loyal stakeholders who take such good care and promote so much in recovery in the St. Louis area. And again, the bottom line on this deal is we want to get people together to be able to create those connections, to be able to just basically have a good time on a beautiful day in a beautiful park.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds incredible. And on September 25th, so what time does it start?
Starts at noon.
Okay.
And first band will probably be a little afternoon, and we'll be going right through till 6 p.m.
That's great.
You can get more information at this, and the site is being updated as we speak. STL Recovery Fund, that's F-U-N, not F-U-N-D, STLRecoveryFund.com. There's a link there to volunteer, and then we'll have more coming out on all the social media venues. We've got email sign up. You'll be getting our emails as well. It should just be a wonderful, great event.
It sounds like it, and I really appreciate how you've highlighted a couple times in your description, talking about the allies and the other people and the organizations that help support people in recovery. I know that Prevent Ed, that's been one of our functions over all of our years of existence, is to create space where different providers can network and we can stay on top of who's doing what and what services are available. And again, that's something that doesn't happen as easily in a virtual world, and some of that connection and that networking is lost. So it sounds like it'll even be a great opportunity for people to learn more about services that are out there and for service providers to talk to each other.
Jenny, that's exactly it. Part of the challenge with the COVID times that we've been in are people just aren't getting out and seeing people, and they don't see what's available. And it's tough to recreate that in the virtual world. Our commitment has been that this would be an outdoor event, that people who are indoor phobic, if you will, would have a place outside to go, so that we can get back together and can start seeing that, oh yeah, we can have fun in recovery. Because the biggest challenge, I think it was when I got into recovery the first time in the late 80s, and it is today, that if it's not fun, being in recovery and learning to live a life that has fun, addicts and alcoholics will go back to their old behaviors. They'll go back to the things that are, quote, fun. And that's why it's our job to help facilitate fun, fitness, and connection within St. Louis.
Yeah. So what was behind the choice of Galaxy Red and Jake's Leg and Peter Meyer Band as the performers for the event?
Well,
is that fun, or is that a little
it's
bit
It's a
of...
lot of fun, and it's a lot of connection. There
okay.
is a recovery connection to each one of the bands. We do honor anonymity in all of our areas.
Of course.
But, yeah, they're all contributing members of the recovery community, and we're just grateful for them being involved. And,
fantastic.
Again, we couldn't have these great bands without the wonderful sponsors that have been that are supporting this.
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, I know there had to be a lot of connection and sponsors to help fund the fun and make sure that it's an event that's attractive so that people are wanting to come and we can fill those stands or the seats with all, what'd you say, 550 spaces available. Hopefully that we'll have everyone there.
Yeah, our guess is there'll be 1,000 people there.
That's
and,
fantastic.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be great. And one of the challenges is that some of the other events in town have even announced that this would be the last year of their events. And just because of the momentum crush of COVID, it's been 2 years since some of these events have occurred, and people forget about them and they create other things that they're doing.
Right.
So my hope is that in addition to providing a great afternoon for, as I said, fun, fitness, and connection, we can kind of look at a beta test for what can future conventions be like, what can they look like, as opposed to hotel venues for a weekend, maybe a one-day event such as this, you know, one-day events that can bring everybody together, that can showcase the stakeholders in recovery and create opportunities for connection within that recovery community.
Yeah, I love that. I think that as we come into a hopefully post-COVID world, we can leave behind some of the things that might not have been exciting of, you know, events or things that weren't working as well, and be able to rediscover new ways to connect and ways that we can really engage people.
Yeah, one of the things, and you asked what prompted this, back in the middle, the I guess it was December or something of 2020, when we didn't have vaccines, we didn't have solutions coming. A friend of mine who has three little kids called and said, I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
Because everything was virtual, and we ended up with 10 of us in his backyard. And we did that for a solid week. And what we ended up doing was is we started meetings in parks. We started having recovery meetings all over town outside so that people could get together. The challenge that I've seen is that I've got a tribe. I've got a recovery. I've got a group of guys that...
they're your people.
They're my people.
Yeah.
It's the people who are new to recovery. The 1 year, the 2 year, the 3 year, they've never really gotten to taste what recovery that I've experienced is like.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't had the opportunity to create those bonds and create those trust relationships. And we need to redevelop that, kind of re-exercise that muscle so that the magic that has saved my life and has been such an influence in my life can be experienced by those who are newly sober, newly clean. It's just we're losing too many people because we're not.
Right. And this is, sounds like a fantastic event to really be that catalyst, that kind of big splash to really open up everyone's eyes and push in that direction to help people live in wellness and recovery for,
indeed,
for a long,
that's certainly
long time.
The hope.
So give us the website one more time for anyone interested.
The website is stlrecoveryfun.com. The event is Recovery Fest STL. It's September 25th, right around the corner.
Yeah.
Runs from noon to 6 p.m. in Kirkwood Park at the amphitheater. Parking will be, lots of parking available by the Kirkwood Community Center, which is where the ice rink, the gymnasium, and the water park are. There'll be signs directing everybody there, and it's just a short walk around the lake to get over to the venue site.
Great. Thank you so much, Jim. Thanks for coming back to The Preventable and sharing this amazing event. We hope to see everyone at Recovery Fest STL on September 25th. If you'd like to hear more, please rate, review, and subscribe for The Preventable podcast.
Thanks for joining us at The Preventable, brought to you ad-free by PreventEd. PreventEd works to reduce or prevent the harms of alcohol and other drug use through education, intervention, and advocacy. Please visit their website at PreventEd.org. Like what you heard? Rate, review, and subscribe to stay up to date with what we are serving on The Preventable.